veteran, first responder, or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to put the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 at 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, it's Sunday night. Welcome to the People's Patriot Project Sunday night edition. Tonight, we're going to have the Legacy Hero Hunt with us and guest Tony Turner as our musician. This is Andrea Eichmann, by the way, with the People's Patriot Project, not Shad Turner. He is only here sometimes anymore. So welcome to tonight's show. We cannot wait to get started. First, though, before we get started, we'd like you to take off your hat, stand if you can, and join us. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I just got, for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. For Peterson to put our flag up, let me just grab our flag. Here we go. Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and for the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's get some people on here so I'm not doing this alone. Whoops. There we go. Mike and Kelly. Oh my gosh. So I rehearsed that whole intro and then I'm like, where did Peterson go? What's going on? It's so hard to watch like the a whole sideline thing back here. And I don't normally do it. So it's way hard for me, but he has a new internet company and, you know, bought in cause it was going to be this amazing router with all these things. And it happened earlier. He just poof was gone. So hopefully he'll be back in just a minute. I'm not seeing any messages. Oh, here we go. Here he comes. All right. So
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I didn't even know because you were just frozen. I was like, where is the flag? Where's the flag?
So did we do it?
We did it.
Good job.
To the show, Mark.
Welcome. Exactly. This is crazy. I didn't jest. It was about 3 weeks ago. I changed my internet service. I've never, ever really had a problem with this stuff. We were having some problems with some other stuff.
Yeah.
And now every once in a while, it doesn't even give me a warning, just shuts it off. And so I apologize. It doesn't help for a very good show and it's not very professional. Thank you everyone for hanging with us. And we've got some people yelling out there. Good, awesome. We got Bobby Krutzinger with his wife with Operation Texas Strong. We got Ryan Schultz. It's not working. It's working now, brother. I appreciate it. Derek Iozio. Awesome, guys. Awesome. Loving having everyone here. It is happy today. Someone said you're doing the show and there's some like chili cook-off or something tonight or something like that. I don't know what that's all about, but we're gonna do us. We got Michael Ledford with Rollout PTSD from Puerto Rico. We got some exciting news going on with those guys. And again, Ryan Schultz here. I keep seeing him. He's got a tree stand or something with our logo on it, and that's a joke. He put our logo on his boat, and so
pretty cool.
That's awesome.
He probably had it out ice fishing this weekend, and so amazing people, amazing fun.
Michael,
here's a little clip.
Here's Michael. I just want to tell Michael.
Sorry, he's getting a call for work. It's like,
no, that's fine. He's got to go.
Go do it, brother.
All right, share your little clip. What's Michael singing? No, I was going to tell him. No, thanks for the update. Always the update about how warm it is. That's awesome. Thank you. Puerto Rico.
So we'll have a little discussion after this next clip. We'll see how it goes. Boom.
I've been seeing this TikTok trend go around quite some time now. So everybody put five fingers up. We're about to find out who's patriotic and or who was in the military. Put a finger down if you know the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Put a finger down if you offend a lot of people due to your patriotism and or dark humor. Put a finger down if you support the troops. Put a finger down if you support the Second Amendment and or love to shoot guns. And finally, put a finger down if you really don't care who our president is, because at the end of the day, you're always going to love our country, support our troops, bleed red, white, and blue, salute our flag, celebrate Independence Day, pay respects to 9/11, and stomp a mud hole in anybody who burns our nation's flag. Congratulations, if you have all your five fingers down, you are patriotic and or you're ex-military. Either way, keep it up, America.
Nice.
America.
America. That's awesome.
You know, I don't care if you know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. I don't care. You know what? That's for us. It's good. It's awesome. I'm not offended if they say, you know, thank you. Some people get all uptight. Thank you for your service. No, you can thank me. And if you do it on Memorial Day, whatever. But again, we've got brothers and sisters that we've lost for that day and not for that day. But right. I don't get upset about that. I don't make it a big deal about our guns either. I know what I have, and I know where I go. I know how I use them, and I'm just going to plan on doing that for the rest of my life. So, again, I'm not using it. I'm not going to poke you in your face about it. I'm not going to do anything with it. It's what I do, and you don't have to, and that's okay.
Yep.
The only one that so I'm kind of brushing over because it was five. The only one that I know for sure that I really cared about was that last one. And I know that's a tough one for people to swallow in this time and age. But as a person who signed that line, I will defend the country, its constitution, and the leadership that is put in place in front of us. That's what I'll do. And I may not love it. I may not love either side. Here's the truth. I haven't loved either side for a while. So there's my truth. Doesn't matter. Okay, we have amazing. What's that?
I said, that's okay. Speak it. It's the truth.
Yeah. Well, and you guys feel free to speak too. Rattle it off, crowd. We got people in the foxhole that want to share their feelings, put it out there. You know, it is what it is. And I know that I strapped on those boots for the purpose of freedom. And that freedom comes in many shapes, sizes, colors. You know, it's the freedom to take a knee, in my opinion. And that's not me. I don't do it. But
sure,
that gave them that freedom. And you can 100% disagree with me, and I'm totally fine with that. You do you, I do me, and we're good to go on this. We've got amazing. And I feel bad because I feel like I interrupted the show, and I don't know what you got done. Did you introduce our guests?
I don't know if I finished. I was starting to say Mike and Kelly.
I am so sorry.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
No, this is Andrea Eichmann's show.
Yeah, well, it was for just a second. No, so this is Kelly. Kelly is with us from the Legacy Hero Hunt, and I know Mark has been talking with you, but I have been seeing your name pop up during the show off and on, which thank you. It's pretty cool when our new friends, you know, see us on here and put a like or make a comment. It just kind of warms the heart just knowing everyone's out there. And same with everyone who's watching tonight, my gosh, because there is that other thing happening. even some of our board members were like, what are you talking? I'm like,
it's a chili cook-off, right?
Yeah. Thing. I'm like, just put your phone on in the background. Why do you don't have to hear everything, but just put your phone on and see what we're up to. And so we'll see. We'll see if they chime in or not. But welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, for sure.
Other half back now.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm just super excited to learn more about what you guys do and how you do it and where you find your people.
And I'm going to sneak our mountain man in real quick, too, at the same time.
There he is. That beard just gets better and better. Hey, Tony.
What's up, guys?
And we have the amazing musical talent of the one and only Tony Turner tonight. And sorry we woke you up, brother. I shared with the world.
I'm sorry I was late, man. I dozed off.
You are fine.
Ryan Schultz, I'm sorry, brother. There's more than just Andrea here, okay? I'm a little bit offended.
No, you got that right. You disappeared.
So tell us what's in the news, Andrea.
Well, so we've got, you know, the big month of February. So we are still celebrating Black History Month. And I've shared a couple times some of our historical military Black Americans and the big pieces of our history that they've been part of and created and get to be honored for. It's also the Chinese New Year. This is the year of the tiger. And I believe Tuesday is the end. We don't end the year, but a 15-day celebration comes for the new year, comes to an end on Tuesday. February 19th is the Coast Guard Reserve birthday. And so this was kind of, I did some reading up. I do this every year, but I forget sometimes in between. So Coast Guard Reservists contribute to the national response for terrorism, disasters, and more, and provide valuable expeditionary support to the Department of Defense through 8 port security units. Reserve personnel have been activated to support 12 hurricane and 6 major flood operations, and 1,650 reservists participated in Operation Desert Shield and Storm. So the Coast Guard Reserve units also supported Operation Uphold Democracy in Haiti, and continue to play a role in joint military exercises worldwide. So that was just some of those things that we need to celebrate. And on the 19th, keep that in mind. And that was kind of it for this week. It got a little quiet again. But then we wanted to share what we did yesterday, just for a little while. We did turn it into a really long day, because you have to start out at the VFW with maybe a Bloody Mary and then go have breakfast. Or not a Bloody Mary, maybe you had coffee. And then breakfast at Keys Cafe. And then, we finally got to the ice and met Adam, our guide. And he took us out so we could meet everybody else. And we had a few little pop-ups that joined into. Here's the thing about some fisher people. They like to use all their own stuff. They don't care if there's a big house, castle on the ice with coffee being made and drinks being poured and chairs to sit in and heat coming from everywhere. They want to sit in their little pop-ups and do their little things, and that's okay too. We did a lot of that last year, and the guys had a ton of fun. So I think all in all, we had 11 of our group there. Our group went from like 17 to 8 to 12 to 11. It just kind of fluctuated, but that's a good group. They had a blast. We didn't place. I did see Avery today. And I asked if they caught anything after I visited yesterday. And he's like, everything was like bing, little tiny fish. And I told him, well, maybe we should have measured each one, because one of the prizes was for total length overall. And maybe all your little 2-inch sunnies could have added up eventually. But I don't know.
Just be careful. I know, well, here, I know. Let's
2-inch sunnies.
Let's give him a look. Hey there, Facebook friends, patriots, first responders, and veterans. Mark Peterson with the People's Patriot Project. And we are roughing it out here on the ice. I told you guys, it's brutal, it's cold, it's snowy, and we're roughing it so bad here. We got our crew back here. And check out this amazing fish house. You guys from the South don't even understand this stuff, but it is all here. And we are in a fish house that is being sponsored
by Hoffman Weber Construction.
And they're out here with Fishing for Life. And this is one fish house. Look at all the people in here. Just having a great time. Comradeship. Andrea's got some. Oh, the wind. Yeah, the windows are open. I can't necessarily show that, but whatever.
We have minnows.
Apparently there's some minnows here, there's some worms, and everyone's having a great time just celebrating life. I'm sweating in this fish house.
Open the window liner.
And we'll get outside on the ice in a little bit and report back to you guys. Look, we got Andrea, we got Lee, we got Steven, we got Mr. Williams, future Jacob, future something special. New friends over here. That's a sign. Oh, Lordy.
And look, there truly are minnows.
Look at that.
Yes.
There's the minnow.
And I'll throw it to you, and it might hit you in the face.
Well, let's see if that's going to happen. All right. So, hey, again, we'll put some pictures and posts up here on Facebook, and we'll also remember we're up on live Sunday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. We got your 6 at 6, and maybe we'll get to celebrate all of our new friends with us. Thanks. Page your pride. We'll see you here later today. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty sure I was going to get hit by that minnow.
She hit the other guy. I think it's her brother-in-law. He was standing at the counter talking, and she was going to toss it to somebody, and apparently it smacked him on the face, and it sat there, and then it just slid down, and he was like, what is on my face? And it was one of those minnows. They're big. Those are shiners, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's when I think of minnows, I think
an amazing event. We had our crew there, and we missed a photo op with our people, and it was a little frustrating. It's okay, we get by it, blah blah blah. We need to fix that problem and have someone come and hang out with us and take photos all day long with us. That's kind of a thankless job to have, but it is what it is. Thank you for the cool shirt. We did another live yesterday, and one of the Jen Ford from Texas said, "Wait a minute, you have ceiling fans in your fish house." And yep,
yeah,
that one actually had two. You are living in a mobile home on ice when you're in those things. They're amazing. They're beautiful. I did commandeer, I don't know if you noticed, there was some kind of white rope light across the top of the interior of the fish house, and we did make that WP3 green by the end of the day, and made sure that we had put our stamp on the approval, and again, we got another Facebook user out there again, San Antonio, Texas. That sounds like Derek Iozio, but he is
not San Antonio.
He's already here, so
yeah, no,
yeah. So, just let us know who you are, we'll give you the shout out. We have Kelly and Mike here with the Legacy Hero Hunt. Tell us about it, guys.
The Legacy Hero Hunt was founded in 2009 to take, at that point in time, returning military and active duty soldiers out for a day of field for pheasant hunting. And it was just kind of a way for them to reconnect with nature and, you know, be outside with fellow veterans. And then our founder, Stacy Dvorak, started it in 2009 and unexpectedly passed away in 2015. One of the reasons that my husband hunts is because he attended that hunt. It was a way for him to integrate back in after coming home from a combat zone. And a group of us just decided that we weren't going to let it go to the wayside. She'd worked really hard, and I saw what it did for a lot of people in the veteran world, and I wanted to be a part of it. And so we just took it over in 2015 and have been running at it ever since. I was saying earlier, it's kind of my favorite day. It's like Christmas all over again. There's nothing like taking somebody who has never done anything outside or outdoors in regards to hunting, or maybe didn't grow up with it, and having the opportunity to have all of the skills and the conversations and the calmness that comes with being out. We do take them on guaranteed club land, which means we buy birds. It's not public hunting. We want to make sure that they have that. All of our guides are veterans. Our dogs, obviously, are hunting dogs. We take them out, you know, so it's really, really kind of a passion, a love, for sure, of upland hunting. I always talk about how we're like the gateway into everything else. Like if the guy's feeling a little anxious about being around guns or, you know, shooting again or anything like that, we take out all eras, all genres, we take out everybody, and we just take it one at a time. We try to keep it small enough so that we have that access to have those conversations and heckle them when they miss, because that's kind of my favorite part.
Of course, yeah.
And it happens, and that's okay. But to date, I think we've taken out about 700 guys over the course of how long we've been out. We used to do it once a year, and typically in March, and we would take out about 100 people, probably 150 plus by the time you say all our volunteers. We are 100% volunteer. None of us get paid. We all do this out of the sheer love of wanting to get veterans and returning them back into the nature. There's a certain calm and a healing that happens when you're outdoors that we recognize that is really important. So if we're that first step, awesome. If it's another group, awesome. We're there to support it. But we don't only take them out. We want to help them afterwards and help them out, you know, in any way that we can and hooking them up with organizations. So we always like to know if there's other organizations out there that are able to help with that and get them out a little bit more than we are. But we always go out with people too, kind of on the, you know, they'll call us and say, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I don't know, not much. You want to go get some birds? I mean, we're down for that. We're always okay with that. And sometimes that's the favorite part. Those were when those conversations happen of how's things going? What do you need? You know? So that's a little bit about us. Does that wrap it up?
No, that's amazing. And it's, so do you guys do one major event a year? Is that what you do?
So that's what we used to do.
Yeah, COVID.
Prior to COVID, and we would get a big, large group through. And the game farm where we're at, they had a very big banquet hall. And we would get everybody together, you know, have a breakfast, you know, introduce who we are, what we do, what we're about, you know, what groups are going to be going where. And then kind of disperse and then come back for a lunch. Eat lunch, have a raffle, go back out for the afternoon, and then everybody kind of comes back, checks in, you know, make sure everyone had a good time and, you know, answer any questions that they may have. And then people would go along their way. But, you know, meeting in large groups, unfortunately, at this point in time, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
We can't do it anymore. So what we started not that long ago, we started doing some of these mini hunts. So instead of, you know, these larger groups, 60, 80, 100 people, you know, we've been doing 15, 20, 25, 30 people. And our guides have been very helpful in regards to all that and been able to flex their weekends that they have available to give us a hand with that. So that's kind of from one large one, you know, to potential 3, 4, 5 a year.
Well, and looking from my standpoint too, I mean, I have a wait list that is absolutely insane, and we don't do any advertising. All of it is word of mouth, and I would honestly prefer that because it's not that I don't want a lot of people to attend, but I almost can't even get in what we've got. That roster just keeps growing and growing and growing as people find out, which is amazing. And so I think the mini hunts are going to help us bring in a lot more people a lot faster than the one bigger one. I do so hope that we have a big one again, because it's all day. I mean, it's morning to whenever the heck you leave. If you're staying for dinner, we're having dinner, you know, and we really enjoyed that.
Hold that thought for a second. Hold that thought for a second, because we got to do a quick station break.
No, go ahead.
We got to do a quick station break. Yeah. Storm Riders!
Yeah! I saw the light in the sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
This is going to get funner and funner as we do this. I tell you what. That's Quinn from Storm Riders. She was on a couple weeks ago. We kept the dialogue with her going, and we're going to be doing some special things with them. I didn't mean to interrupt you at all.
Oh, no, you're good.
We want you to be part of the Storm Riders, too, and shock and awe.
I mean, it depends. That's what kind awesome. Of shock and awe are we talking about?
Well, awesome, that's awesome. Something we have to explain to people sometimes, because that is the approach we're taking to save veterans and first responders. And
absolutely.
And I'm not going to, Andrea, you're all right if I share the story, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you picking on me?
Andrea's like,
are you going to pick on me?
I'm not picking on her, but so Andrea's father is veteran, and bless him in his service and the support Andrea and their family gave to them, him while he was in service. And, but there's sometimes in the military and veteran world, people don't understand, even first responder world, they don't understand some of the terminology we use. So she's like, Mark, I just don't understand the shock and awe thing. And I'm like, here's the deal. When you are sitting next to an explosion, and you hear an artillery round come in, it literally hits the ground and takes the air out of your lungs, like gone out of your lungs. And now you can't see, you can't hear, you can't breathe. And that's the shock and awe, except for we want to come on boots in the ground. We want to build relationships, and we want to use, like your guys' orange, our green, to blind people and say, hey, here we are. Let's finish this thing and let's bring everybody home. And yeah, that's really what our mission is. Yep. Some people will come and open the door and walk through it. That doesn't mean they're home.
Yeah.
They're dealing with some of the stuff in the background and dealing with some of the stuff that they.
Oh boy. I think he froze up.
Yeah.
We lost him. We lost him again. So that was based on, and I mean, because shock and awe from my civilian point of view was like, I don't need to be showing bright lights and being the center of attention for anything. That's not right. Our thing. So when he put it in this perspective of where it's coming from, military, like, then it makes complete sense. Like, yeah, we're here to help. We're here to jump in and do what we need to do. So, absolutely. And I was thinking while you were talking, it's so like what we've been doing as well on the, I mean, we never let go of a hand. I'm going to actually see if I can put Mark. Can you guys still see him?
Not anymore.
There we go. And even when you said the mini hunt, we dropped it down to minications because we weren't taking people as far and wide, but we could get a hotel room in the cities.
Right.
Sure. Kind of thing. We actually took one of our families to Bentleyville and did a hotel in Superior, Wisconsin, because the kids could go swimming then. The pool was actually open. So just those kind of things that we've adjusted with and you work with, but you have to keep everything rolling. And,
right.
And Mark will probably go into this more too, but he does it. We will, like, we've had many people come on and come through and pass by, but we never let go until we know they're in someone else's hands. There's
absolutely.
And then we check in still. So,
yeah.
Well, or you feel like they're at a good place, right? And sometimes that's not always apparent right up front, right?
Right.
So. And they, at any point in time, if they need to call, they call.
Yeah.
If they have a question or, hey, do you happen to have this sort of contact? No, but you know what? I do have somebody. So, you know, let me get you in touch with them. You know, make sure they get on the right path.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what are you doing?
Just hanging out.
Get the new guy here. You're gonna have to fix that internet, Peterson. Oh my gosh.
That's all right. Just do a karate chop something.
Third time's a charm, buddy.
We never overpromise and underdeliver, and we even had a guy one time come to us and had some extenuating circumstances where he needed a vehicle, and we're like, it's not in our wheelhouse. We can't do it, but. By the end of the week, reaching out to our network and everything, we were actually able to, and it was a vehicle I wouldn't mind driving. Someone came through and said, hey, I have this. It was my daughter's car. We've maintained it. It's been taken care of. She's out of college now. She's done. She doesn't want that car. We've moved on. We paid for it. And I'm just like, oh, that's awesome. And it was just an amazing. And sometimes it's a sandwich, sometimes a cup of coffee. And I'll be real super honest. 90% of the time, it's just the fact that someone else is on the other side of the phone when they call us. And they're like, you know what? I've called A, B, and C, and they haven't returned my phone call. They haven't returned my email. They haven't. And I'm like, I'm sorry. That's not us. We're going to be there.
Yep.
So you guys stay here, and we're going to continue asking questions and make sure we're promoting what you guys are doing. let's talk to this beautiful young redhead here. You know, I might sneak up behind you if we were at an establishment with that locks of gold, reddish hair. We have Tony Turner in the house. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man. trying to maintain track of my days and the time, apparently.
No, you're good. Don't even bring that stuff up. We appreciate everything you do. And we've had Tony on the show a couple times. We've had Tony at a recalibration a couple times. And we love him and his family and just the relationship we've built with Tony. And he's a pretty good musician on top of all that stuff, too. I mean, I listen to one or two of your songs.
I dabble.
He dabbles. What have you been working on lately, brother?
Oh, man. Whenever I do get a chance, you know, I've come up with a couple of different riffs lately. I've been right a few times, but with everything going on, that's decent. But
I didn't even think about it. I know we're going against a chili cookoff or something like that tonight. We should have played your national anthem to start off tonight. And I totally.
Oh, yeah.
I messed up, dude. Gosh, dang it.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play now?
Oh, yeah, I can.
I mean, I don't want to pull your teeth or anything. It's. What we got?
That sound decent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pickle jar with a label, even. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's that was some Cherokee Fire Cider.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff. So I'll sing Better Days. That's a song I wrote. About a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit more, is when I first had gotten laid off due to COVID. So I was wouldn't play that one. I've seen better days, and I've seen much worse. Seems I've got a few years left to live through my curse. And although I try real hard, I can't find my way. These be some trying times, that's what they say. Ooh. Ooh. They say. Well, I don't get much sleep at night. I keep myself away, thinking about all my troubled ways. Guess it's time for a change. I found out just recently, it's not the end of the line. Even after the hardest rain, the sun's gonna shine, it's gonna shine. Ooh, yeah, it's gonna shine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
Awesome, awesome. That's a voice.
Thanks, Tony. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Very cool. It Tony, I don't know if you can see it, but Green-Eyed Barbie, you know Storm Riders. Whoop, whoop. She's sending you lots of messages, and a lot of, I went over on the thing, and the hearts were just flying through. It's awesome.
And that's really funny and cool. And that, in that conversation, because one day Tony calls me up and he says, "Hey, Mark, you got to check out these Storm Riders." I'm like, "Okay, I'll check them out. We'll see what it is." And we went and looked at them, and you know, what an amazing group of people that are just sending out a message. It's some of the messages, their message, and they can push it, and we appreciate their message, and it's just one of the messages we can't necessarily share on our platform, but so we share them. And
yeah, I had a conversation with Green Eyed Barbie here this week, and they are going to be changing their name, and I got permission to share this, thank you. And they're changing their name to Storm Riders Veteran Relief Outreach.
Ooh, nice.
All right.
So they've added on, awesome. And she shared the story, and I've seen a few of their videos, but they were just talking to us when they were on about helping a veteran for the month of February, and they have done amazing things for him already. So, yeah, check them out. TikTok is their thing, and they're so good at TikTok. And now I see them on Facebook more and more and more. So you can find them anywhere.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fun. And Tony was the one that brought them to our light, and we brought them on, and we'll see him again in the future. We'll get a chance to put some paws on them at some point. I guarantee it. And so some of our favorite pictures. And so I'm going to segue into a little conversation I had with our musical guest from last week, Mr. Shannon Book, because he's got this amazing song, "You're Not Alone." Love it, love it, love it. And it may have brought smoke inhalation into my house and stuff, and it got smoky, and so I couldn't see real clear. And you know, it's pictures like this across the country, and I have one with Tony that Adam Jones sent me during that song, Tony, of us and Bobby Henline and the landscaper and all of us together. And it just, what an amazing, and I'm going to steal this because Kelly's telling me I'm stealing this stuff from her. We are family. And I think I've got enough video content that says we've used it before. That's okay. You guys are family. No. And how fun is this that we can come and laugh together, share together. And it even gets better when we get to drink. I mean, I meant to say break bread together, and maybe drink something that.
I mean,
did you say something about
me? Awesome! Oh, it's blowing up! It's blowing up, and I love having Quinn on here. Am I supposed to say that?
I think you can. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't. I'll make sure. Sure, you can.
You guys are awesome.
And we've got Brian Gibson. Promoting Hope Stock and also Fob Rush down in Southern Illinois and his organization, Project Die Hard out of Kentucky. Good to have you here, brother. What's next for the Legacy Hero Hunt?
We're right now gearing up for two mini hunts coming pretty fast and furious. We try not to release the dates just because, you know, I need to plan, but we are gearing up for two mini hunts. I'm very, very, very excited to be out in the field with everybody again. Bunch of fresh faces, some faces that are moving or leaving the area and won't be able to attend. I should reference that, like, we're not just Minnesota. We're actually accept nationwide for anybody to come in if they want a pheasant hunt. And I met some fellow veterans along the way and through one of the nonprofits I used to work for, and they're actually going to come from South Carolina, which is awesome. So I'm super, super, super excited to have them.
Absolutely.
That's what's next. And this, and the mini hunts, that's about it. This is pretty big for us. We're usually more in the background. We don't usually step into the light.
First time.
Mm-hmm. How many mini hunts would you like to do in a year?
Well, I mean, a lot of it, I mean, truly comes down to funding. Because, I mean, yeah, we are completely funded through donations, through the grace of everybody that we come in contact with. Whether it's family, friends, lifelong friends, you know, friends that you make from, you know, having these hunts, you know. So, I mean, if honestly, if I guess you could say money's not an option, I'd love to do it every weekend if I could, you know, get people involved. Like my wife had said earlier, and kind of in the beginning, I grew up hunting and, you know, a hunting family since I could walk through the grass that was taller than me. But, you know, through some experiences from overseas, through my two deployments, I wasn't sure how I would react to that finality and, you know, the certain side of things, right? I mean, without going too far into it, right? And this was one of those things that I had heard about the group. And my wife happened to be kind of in contact with the lady who started this program and kind of pushed me into it. And it was a very good thing. I mean, but it was outside of my comfort zone. Oh, right?
For sure.
You know, it was too new, too much going on. And granted, even though it was a room full of veterans and nothing to worry about, I still felt extremely uneasy. And it was even to the point to where I almost left. And then
it's true. He called me. He was like, I want to go home. I'm like, no.
And then, you know, through divine intervention, you know, a guy came over, whether it was someone telling him to or me on my way through. And we got to talk. And it was one of those things where it kind of became an instant connection. You know, I was in the first wave into Iraq in 2003. And we put up some bridges through a group that we were with, the 957 out of North Dakota. So we were putting that up again across the Euphrates. And my, or I should say not my, by chance, his unit actually tore down that bridge that I put up. And the coincidence of that, I mean, it was just kind of unreal because that was on the other side of the world. Nobody knew anything about me and I knew nothing about him. And then it just created conversation and then that comfort kind of built. And then, you know, more people started talking and then came time to being out in the field. And then it was just like any other time you get with a group of guys, veterans, family, friends, it just becomes, you know, like good old times, talking, chatting, harassing, everything.
Yeah.
So like Kelly said, that kind of reintroduced me into it and kind of gave me a new vigor in life to want to give back into that. So it was something that when the unfortunate event happened when Stacy passed was we can't let this, you know, just die. I mean, it was a world of difference for me. And I think I'm thankful for it every day. And I want other people to have that same experience. So
it is. Yeah,
if we could every day, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But sure. I mean, it's just not feasible. But at the same time,
you gotta feed the family, right?
Not yet. We're positive. Not yet.
You gotta feed the family, and I totally get that. There's several themes, and again, not an attack. I know you maybe not have watched the show and seen the show, but there's several themes that are happening here, and we don't necessarily get into this divine inspiration piece. But what we have found is everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing the connections we've had and have come together. And I just don't think that that's something that you can manifest. It's not something I can do. It's just
right.
I think something bigger than us has started something in motion.
Yeah.
And it's a vehicle and you've got your own vehicle. Now your vehicle's crashed into our vehicle or vice versa. And it's growing, it's inspirational, it's driving, and it's taking care of pieces. Now, the other piece I've noticed is you have been blessed with an amazing support person, Mike. I'm just going to say that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I don't think those people, Misty, I don't think those people, not you, but the rest of the world understands that spouses, children, other family members, other significant members did not sign up for this ride.
Correct.
And now they're part of it. And either they can get out or they can invest in something that's very important to them. And so I see that. I notice that. And we make sure that we are very forward in making sure that we give accolades to those people that are supporting our veterans and first responders. And I want to thank you, Kelly, because I'm assuming it hasn't been an easy ride along the way.
No.
And it looks like you jumped in with both feet, and I just greatly appreciate that. And now you're a driving force to something that is saving and helping other people. And so thank you for that, because you are serving. And thank you for your service as well. So thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And there's so much more we can talk about. Mr. Turner.
Absolutely.
I want to close with your big one. I want to close with Blackwater.
Okay.
You got another one ready to roll?
I can't. Actually, I was going to ask real quick, you guys, for those of us who showed up late, where can we find you guys? You guys on Facebook or?
We are on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter too, but sometimes that doesn't always connect. We do have a website. It's thelegacyherohunt.org. You can find us online too. So I appreciate that, Tony.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
We hope to see you thank all you there. Hands,
for hands. Anyone that showed up late, there's that information. It is on the feed right now, and get you taken care of. They are taking people from across the country. If you have a resource outlet that might accommodate, you know what? If you know someone that needs a break, why don't you call them up and say, hey, I'd like to fund a hunt for a weekend, and we'll figure it out. A lot of this stuff is post-show conversation, but my plan is to build and grow with the Legacy Hero Hunt as well, and the People's Patriot Project would gladly be part of that influence of some of the financial responsibilities of that as well. So I think this is, I don't know, I'm calling it a match made in on Earth during chili cook-off weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks for all you guys do too. It's incredible. I mean, I have told so many people since we started watching you now, you know, once we know about you, right? It's one of those things where you always want to support the things that you think are just helping people. And I think that that's just where we're all at. I just want to help. And even if it's a small capacity, you just want to help.
And that's what the world
awesome,
today needs.
Awesome. So another thing, and again, this is, I mean, don't mean to commercialize this in any sense, because we actually aren't taking in any money for any of these pieces. But if you get the chance, listen to WP3 Radio, because that does pay royalties to our veteran and first responder musicians. And that's all that's on there. And we are looking to syndicate into our own radio station here soon as we get the trainings and understanding of how to do that. And we'll do that. And again, we'll be putting commercials up for our veteran organizations and stuff like that as well. So awesome. Paul Hedstrom, good to see you. We the Chili Bowl Sunday, is that what this is?
I'm getting really hungry.
We're missing out on something that I'm not entirely sure, but I'm kind of upset. I don't know.
Yeah, why were we invited? What is this? I'm a Tony. Who's talking about food? I'm hungry. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, what's your favorite pheasant dish? I want to know that. What do you do? How do you cook them up?
Oh boy.
I would say, any way you get it. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she would say creamy pheasant. Wild rice soup.
Yep. I was going to say the same thing. I did that
But my dad gave me a recipe for like a white wine reduction sauce that you put with it. And I haven't tried it because honestly, it terrifies me. I'm like afraid I'm going to set the kitchen on fire, being honest. So I haven't tried it, but he says it's the best way to have pheasant or pheasant bites. Yeah. We've done that before. That's one of my favorites.
Or even wine
sounds like a terrible idea.
Smoked pheasant jerky.
Oh, that's really good too. Stop it.
You're going to get me going. Hey, that's the best part about, I mean, every time we hook up with these guys, we're cooking food somewhere and doing something. And it's
awesome. That's just where all the love happens anyway.
I did a squirrel moment on Tony and we got him ready to rock and roll there. And then we just.
Sorry, Tony.
I can. It's okay. I do it all the time.
What we got this time, brother?
I'm going to do the song I wrote for my daughter. It's called My Little Girl. I wrote it when she was born. I need to do a little more work to it and try to get it recorded and get it put out. But this is My Little Girl. Well, I can't even begin to thank you, not nearly enough, for giving me this gift of life. She's what I've been dreaming of. Too fast it happened, I hear so many people say, but I disagree, don't believe I'd have it any other way. 'Cause I love that little girl, she's my heart, she's my world. When I hold her close, it's all so clear why the good Lord put me here in your arms, where I've spent so many nights trying to hold on to forever, wishing I could stop time. But that time keeps on rolling, sadly enough. So I spend all the time that I have left with my little girl. Is I love that little girl, she's my heart, she's my world. When I hold her close, it's all so clear why the good Lord put me here in your arms, where I've spent so many nights trying to hold on to forever, wishing I could stop time. But that time keeps on rolling, sadly enough. So I spend all the time that I have left with my little girl.
It's better and better every time we hear it, brother.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Amazing.
That is loved amazing.
It. Especially because we have girls. How many girls do you have, Tony?
I've got my daughter. She's 12. She's about to be 13. But she thinks she's fully grown.
Oh, yeah. Ours is 13 as well, thinking the same.
Just hang on and scream a lot. That's what I do. He probably doesn't, but I do.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of screaming.
Yeah, Tony, as far as your music world, you know, what's happening next for you?
Well, we've actually got some plans that we've just recently started trying to put in the works. But I'll get with you after this and tell you about that. But we're just gonna we're just taking it slow. You know, things just kind of slowed down a lot. That and, you know, with me working the way I've been working the last like year, I'm 7 days a week, and we're just all the plans that we're coming up with now, we're trying to move away from working like that. So that way I can actually get more involved in it.
Good, good.
That's good. Well, yeah.
Make sure you keep us posted. You do. That's not even a question, but it's awesome. It's kind of funny to express and share with everyone the people that we come in contact with, because it is a full week of conversations about what's happening, what's going on with the family, what we're doing for work, what's going on next, how we're going, what's the next trip we're going to take, this and that. And so I think Tony can vouch that this is not a one-stop shop, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of thing. It's a, I know that's kind of graphic, and I apologize.
Prime time, prime time.
PG.
But we were. It's not a job. It's not even a job really anymore. And it's not even an effort. It's just literally, I have a world full of friends that we can reach out to, and they're all on the same mission of helping other brothers and sisters. And I know that I can call Tony and say, hey, we got someone struggling down there. Can you do? And you know what? He does what he can with what we're doing. Is there a specific, we do have a fan on right now, who is asking, is there like a specific location you guys run your outfit out of?
Yep. In Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
Yeah. What? I didn't get quite that far today. I was just in Carver.
So close. What's close. Even worse is I have family in St. Peter. And so, I mean, that's
right on the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll have to stop in and put my paws on you. That's what's going to have to happen. And
I'm going
to
wait.
There's
for
that.
More than
there's that Euphoric down there that I think I need to visit. I haven't been to Euphoric yet.
That's really good.
Lusky Brothers. The one of them used to work with me, and they do an amazing job.
There's another one too in town called Oldenburg's. That one's really good too. Anyway, we can talk about that later.
Well, we do need a network, because we do have a punch card with the People's Patriot Project that features breweries from across the state, and so that's one of the things we do as a fundraiser. And yeah, just stepping on our toes. You stole it. You stole my idea.
Just that one thing. Don't focus on the one negative.
Okay. Oh, well, we've ran our hour.
That went fast.
What's next for the Legacy Hero Hunt? What do you guys want to get done next?
Well, I think we're looking at getting our hunts up and running. We're nailing down the dates, but I will tell you probably within the next month and a half, we will have two dates of when we have our hunts. So my wife has put on our Facebook page to pay attention to that, to see when those dates are. And we're going to do a little different. I think because of there's so many people, we want to try to get the first people who reply to the message to be able to make it to it. And then, you know, have a few in the waiting just in case, because everyone knows that life gets in the way, right?
Oh, for sure.
So as soon as we can fill a spot, we will.
Well, and I should warn everybody, we are rain, shine, snow, muck. We are in the trenches. I don't care what the weather's like.
And we're afraid going. Of a little water.
We're going. I always get that question, because the past couple of years, there was times we got like 4 feet of snow and everybody's emailing, you know, or, oh my gosh, where are we going? Yeah, no, put your boots on. We're there. It's happening.
So we're really good at keeping secrets, me and Andrea. We won't do it on the live show or anything like that. But make sure you let us know as soon as possible. I'd love to come down and support you guys in whatever way we can do as a support. And
I love that.
Whether it's just whatever it is, we're more than willing to be down there to help out. And so
I would love that.
Awesome. Remember, the People's Patriot Project is the opportunity to serve. If you're looking for a place to plug in, reach out to us. There are, as we grow with all the affiliations, family members that we are taking in, there happens to be more and more and more opportunities to help support, to help and put in. We have a gigantic need. If you haven't had the chance to serve in life and you feel that that's something, I ran into an amazing guy this weekend with Teen Challenge. Thank you. Which also has an adult program, but the guy came out to us, was fishing with the Fishing for Life group. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I never had a chance to serve. What can I do to help you guys? We can plug you in. We can plug you in with the Legacy Hero Hunt. We can plug you in with other organizations we got going across the country. We have social media needs. We have webpage needs. We have, it's not all about throwing and emptying your pockets. That's not what we do. And again, we want to build a relationship with you. So if you have a skill set you would like to give some time to, reach out to us. www.thepeoplespatriotproject.org. And I just did find out, if you want to type that in and you don't have a hyperlink, you can go as easy as www.wep3, which is significantly shorter than the People's Patriot Project, and .org. And it is ready to roll and go. And so we just got that fixed up. Excuse me. And you know what? Let's wish good luck to all those chili cook-off people today, and make sure that everyone gets taken care of. We will see you next week. If you don't get the chance to reach out to us this week, or see you on our debrief on Fridays, I'm excited to build a relationship. You guys hang around for a minute. We'll do our post show. We'll end with the amazing Tony Turner in Blackwater Shine. And that should have been a better transition than that, but Patriot Pride.
Oh. Way back in the woods down a Georgia dirt road, where Blackwater runs and the Muscadine grow. That's where me and the boys ended up most Friday night. Elijah Crosby was a good old man. He ran that copper steel with a steady hand. Damn, that was the best Blackwater Shine. Blackwater Shine on Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon's night. Painting the town, it was all about a good time. Blackwater Shine. We locked that rusty truck in four-wheel drive to get through the cypress swamp past the gator eyes. Elijah made sure it was no easy ride. He sat outside with his old coon dog, his rifle held up as we came through the fog. We'd risk our lives for that Blackwater Shine. Blackwater Shine on Mountain Dew. We called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon's night. Going down, fired us up while we're painting the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater Shine. We all sit around passing the brown jug. Tell us about our dads doing the same stuff. Same spot, same truck back in 1979. Blackwater Shine or Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time.